sing that song, Shine on me, shine on me. Let that light shine on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, let the light from the light out. Oh, to shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse to shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, Lord, shine on me. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse to shine on me. Oh, Lord, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light, oh, from the lighthouse to shine on me. Oh, yes, shine. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shine on me. Oh, let the light, oh, from the lighthouse to shine on me. Oh, shine on, precious Lord, shine. Hallelujah. Oh, and let the light from the lighthouse to shine on. Oh, shine on me, oh, shine. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, shine on me. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse all to shine on me. Oh, shine. Oh, shine on me. Hallelujah. Oh, shine on me. Let the light, oh, from the lighthouse to shine on. Amen. One more time. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light.
Oh, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let's sing it one more time. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine. Dear Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, sounds good. Let's sing one more time. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the light I'll shine on me. Oh, shine. Glory. Praise God. Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. We rejoice at the revelation of your very being in our midst. Oh God, we thank you for the quickening power that we feel in the house of the Lord tonight, oh Father. We thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Amen. That, Lord, has strengthened us, has established us, has stabilized us, oh God, that now we know we are the sons of God, and it does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when you appear, we shall be like thee. But now are we the sons of God. Oh, what a faith. Thank you, loving Jesus. We rejoice, oh God, forevermore at what you have done for us. And as we sing these songs, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine upon us. And we know the light in the lighthouse is the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reflection of the S-O-N of God that is reflecting back on the earth, you know, from our souls, oh Lord. Amen. Reflecting the seven virtues. Faith all the way to brotherly kindness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for your beloved Lord who are here tonight. Thank you for those who have not been able to make it, Father. Thank you for those who are online following the service. Tororo and the rest, oh God. Lord, may you pour out such a blessing upon your people, oh Lord. Once again, we bring our precious brother, amen, request brother Dan Mwangi, a deacon here in the church. Lord, his mother, oh God, Father, we commit her into your hands, dear Father. Lord, thou art God, omnipotent, omnipresent. Even as we pray tonight, may you reach out, Lord God, and touch her, Father, and bring down that blood pressure and stabilize her condition. Our pressure, Lord Jesus. Amen. And let there be no effects, oh God, upon our body, upon our internal organs, oh Lord, and its system, Lord Jesus, that she may be normalized, oh Father. We ask thee for your own glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now may you bless your word as we read it. Amen. And as we preach it back to the hearts of the people. Lord, may the Spirit quicken it, Lord Jesus. Amen. That we may feel, Lord, energized, refreshed. Amen. From on high, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. We love you, appreciate you. Amen. And we commit all this into your hands in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray. And that's the blessing. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Turn around, greet your brother, greet your sister. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We are together again, praising the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to the word of the Lord, the blessed holy writ that we live by. Amen. Day by day by day. Praise the Lord. Amen. I read from Joshua chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, Hebrews 10, 36 to 39, and 2 Peter 1, 10. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 10, 35 rather to 39. Amen. So I'll read Joshua chapter 18, 1 to 3, with emphasis on verse 3. Amen. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation thereof, and the land was subdued before them. And there remain among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Now, verse 3. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Amen. And then Hebrews 10, verse 35. To 39, with emphasis on verse 35. Amen. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. Let's read from, for the background, let's start from verse 10. It's a long reading. Verse 1, rather. From verse 1 to verse 10. Amen. But the emphasis is on verse 10. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. That's a powerful verse there. Verse 4. Amen. Let me read that again. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, amen, that is in the world through lust. Escapes. Praise the Lord. Amen. And besides this, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. You may be seated. Have you, that's the title, have you as an individual, amen, claimed your inheritance? Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the inheritance is there. Praise God. Many people don't know it, but it's there. And I was looking at the dictionary here, Webster dictionary, the definition of the word inheritance. Amen. So I just want to read it down here. It says, number one, something that is or may be inherited. Amen. Then 2A, the act of inheriting a property. B, 2B, the reception of genetic qualities by transmission from parent to offspring. Amen. C, the acquisition of a possession. Amen. Or trade from past generations. The acquisition. Amen. And then 3, a valuable possession that is a common heritage. Amen. Then 4, possession. You possess it. Amen. It is synonymous with the word bequeath, birthright, heritage, legacy, patrimony. Amen. The bequeath means the act of giving or leaving something by a will. Amen. An act of bequeathing. Amen. 2, something given or left by will or transmitted from the past. Amen. In other words, it's a legacy that is left for you. Amen. And you have a right to it. Amen. By right of birth. Glory be to God. Amen. Then there's another word here that the word inheritance is synonymous with. It's called patrimony, which means an estate inherited from one's father or an ancestor. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's 1A. 1B, anything derived from one's father or ancestors and heritage. Amen. And then 2, an estate or endowment belonging by ancient right. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we know how, like, let's take for instance land as an inheritance. Amen. How people fight. I think the court cases here, amen, is full of those cases. Amen. The courts rather are full of those cases. Claim for land. Amen. I remember Brother Mai one time was saying how people fight for land here, how they protect it. Amen. With everything you got. Amen. You just protect. Why? Because it's yours. It's for your right. Praise God. Amen. Now, physically, each one of us, we know we have an inheritance somehow, and we fight for it. But we are talking about another inheritance altogether, a spiritual one, amen, which was left to us, or rather given to us, by our Father, the Lord himself. Praise God. Amen. So as a son and as a daughter, you have an inheritance. Glory be to God. Amen. You remember the parable of the prodigal son? Amen. Who messed up with these things? Amen. And went away and started feeding on those kind of pig food. But one day he remembered. Amen. And he said, I have a father. And I'm going back to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he went back to the father in the condition he was in. Amen. And then the father had to receive him because that was his son. There was no way he could deny him. Amen. So the Lord gave us that parable. But now we are talking about our inheritance in real time that was restored back by Malachi 4. The world knows nothing about it. The denominations know nothing about it. Even in the message, praise the Lord, they know nothing about it. Glory be to God. It is a sure promise. Amen. A very sure promise that was left for us. Amen. Given for us, rather. And we have been trying to tie it back, amen, to the book of Genesis. Amen. Before the fall. Hey, praise God. My, these things are real. It's the word of God. It's not a myth. It's not a makeup story. It's a reality. Amen. So Ephesians 1, verse 11, it says, in whom also, it's talking about Christ and us, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Amen. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, when he was thinking about you before the foundation of the world, he didn't ask anybody. Amen. He took counsel with himself. Amen. He determined when you would be born on earth, where you would be born on earth. Glory be to God. And what would happen to you on earth? Everything is predestinated. There's no accident, amen, with God in your life. Impossible. There's not a single accident. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. In other words, you are not here by accident. Amen. Amen. But then, being here as sons and daughters of God, amen, we have an inheritance and we are predestinated to it. Amen. So if God allowed me to be born, amen, and then he left me an inheritance, then how can I fail to get it? No devil will stop it. Amen. No false minister can stop it. Because we are not dealing with man, it is God dealing with these people. Glory be to God. Amen. You don't belong to no man, you belong to God. He's your father. He's your God. He's your healer. He's all that you need. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So he has left us that inheritance. Amen. Which we have been trying to identify. It's a land. It's a promise that he left for us. Amen. And then we also know in verse 13 to verse 14, listen to what he says. In whom you also trusted. Amen. After that, you heard the word of truth. Amen. Which is the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after you believed, called out from the world, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the harness of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory. Amen. So now he places the Holy Spirit, amen, also as the harness, which is the down payment, amen, that you have that full possession, amen, which he purchased. Now, the purchased possession is your soul, is your spirit, and your body. You don't belong to no man. You don't even belong to yourself. You have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your soul, your spirit, and your body. Now it says he gives you the Holy Spirit, amen, which is the harness of our inheritance, amen, which you have until the redemption, full redemption of the purchased possession. Amen. So you have the harness. Amen. So if you have the harness, show it to the devil. That's why he said, the prophet said, when you're praying, amen, you present your prayer with the token, with the life that you have. Amen. When you're sick, present your prayers with the token. I have the harness. Amen. That this body is going to be changed. Amen. But there's a promise that this body, while I wait, amen, for the body change, this body has a promise of a healing. And I have the harness of it. I have the life. I have Christ. I have the Holy Ghost. It's the harness. Praise the Lord. And as far as I know, my soul was been already redeemed by predestination. My spirit, I love the Lord. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. That's why you're striving for perfection, because you love the Lord Jesus. Your spirit is crying out to be like Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. That's why you worship. That's why you praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. So we have that harness. I thought probably I would drop that off. Amen. To encourage you. Amen. There are sicknesses all around. There's a secret. Amen. That can help you break through into your healing. Amen. Where you may not even need a hand laid upon you, but your faith alone in the finished work of Calvary, you receive your healing right there. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh my, blessed be the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, amen. Praise God. I love this. I love this with all my heart. Amen. So that is it. Amen. So the harness, very important, brother. Amen. You have the word of God. You have believed with all your heart. You have believed God is obligated to give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. As an earnest of that inheritance. Proof, evidence that you are going to the rapture. Amen. Amen. And that harness is like an enforcer. It will enforce every promise in the Bible which is for you. Amen. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We don't have to suffer. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have our inheritance. Amen. Now in type, the prophet, talking about Israel and the church, they had a land, a promised land, which was a physical land. Amen. But we also have a promise, amen, to the New Testament believer. And the prophet said, it is the Holy Ghost in its fullness. That is the land. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to read you a quote here. Amen. He's typing Israel and the church. This is adoption. Amen. Listen carefully, the prophet. Amen. He's identifying his time. This was 1960. He said, Israel had not yet received the promise, but they were on their journey. That is where you, the Nazarene, and the pilgrim holiness, and so forth, failed. That was at this time. There was the Nazarene. There was the pilgrim holiness. Amen. There was the Trinitarians. The Pentecost. You had to deal with all those spirits. Amen. So he was telling them, say, now that is where you fail. And then we are here in the message today. Amen. The message has been restored back. The land. The Son of Man. Everybody claims to be in the message. But look at the groups. Look at the divisions. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Something is wrong somewhere. Amen. So if you really have a revelation of where you stand, and you know you're standing with the truth, amen, then there should be no boundaries, nothing. I mean, there should be no, you should not wall yourself. That's where you can say the spirit and the bride say, come. Correct? Amen. You are not in a walled city. Praise the Lord. Amen. With a lot of secrets. Amen. That's why our website, we have removed the password. It's not there. Let everybody hear. We are, Brother Gate, we are not in a walled city. We are free. We are sons and daughters of God. Amen. Anybody, anywhere can have access to what we are saying here. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. So we can say the spirit and the bride say, come. Are you going to say, come, when you are walled up in a city? You can't. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he was facing the Nazarene. Amen. And the pilgrim holiness. And for us, it's not, those ones are gone. Amen. They don't even know there's a promised land anywhere. But we are talking now, we are in the land because the land was brought to us. Amen. As the message. Say amen, somebody. That's why he say possessing your individual inheritance in the promised land. We are in the land, sure. We're in the message, sure. But do you know what your inheritance is in the promised land? Have you possessed your inheritance in the promised land? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But we're all in the message and we're busy fighting one another. Amen. Destroying one another. Something is wrong somewhere. Glory be to God. Amen. My. Praise the Lord. Okay, so he was dealing with all those denominations. And may I say this, those spirits have cropped in, they have come into the message, and denominations have been formed in the message. Amen. That's why we don't see these things. Amen. But we are striving to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's where you, the Nazarene, and the pilgrim holiness, and so forth, fell. Amen. Because Israel, when they come to the spot of Kadesh Barnea, when the spies went over and said, the land is great, but some of them come back and said, we can't take it because the cities are walled up and so forth, they perish. Amen. Amen. But now we are not in Kadesh Barnea anymore. As a church, as the body of Christ, we are in the land. But what is happening now? Interpretations and perversions. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's what is killing the people. Amen. Because of that, he said, you make the word of God of none effect. Glory. The promise is there, but of none effect. Because it's not mixed with faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Oh my, the land is great, but we can't take it. But listen, but Joshua and Caleb stood out and said, we are more than able to take it. Because of their already signed up, documented statement, they believed in two works of grace. Amen. This is justification, sanctification, and could not move on any further. But today we could say, because of their already signed up, documented statements, that we are the one who is right. Everybody else is wrong. Amen. Signed up. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Brother, you better have your individual. Amen. Make your calling and election sure. Are we together? Sign up documented statements. Praise the Lord. Amen. In other words, they have their doctrine that defines them. Amen. You don't believe like them, you're done. You're not even in the bride. You're not even in the fivefold ministry. Amen. To be in the fivefold ministry, okay, let me not go there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. But that should not bother us anymore. We have passed that years ago. Amen. We are here now to claim our individual inheritance, and the Holy Spirit is identifying to us what it is. Amen. It has taken us some time, but here we are. It has been the Holy Ghost leading us one step at a time, one step at a time. Amen. Clearing our minds and all this. Amen. He said, and listen, because of that, the whole generation perished in the wilderness. But two that went over into the promised land and brought back the evidence that it was a good land, and we were more than able to take it because it was God's promise. Can you imagine Malachi 4? Amen. At that time, the world over, there was only one man who had a revelation of what the land is and the journey of the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knew where the church as a body stood. Praise the Lord. How he must have felt. And he could look at all these denominations. No wonder they were all against him. Amen. Then he said, now then, instead of the people going on receiving the Holy Spirit, amen, receiving the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, signs, wonders, miracles, they felt that it would break down their tradition of doctrine. And what happened to it? They perished in the land. They are gone. They have gone to seed denomination. Amen. So Ephesus here sets us like Joshua positionally. Amen. And notice they, this just burns our hearts. Now listen carefully now. In the land, he said, each one of those Hebrew mothers giving birth to those children, she spoke the very place in our labor pains where they would be positioned in the land. Let's talk about predestination now. Watch when they, each one of those mothers, when she called out Ephraim, when she was in labor, positionally placed him where his feet was setting in oil. That's exactly every one of them, wherever they were at. At birth. Amen. So the mothers during labor pains would cry out, amen, by inspiration, amen, and give him a name. Now that name would positionally place him in the promised land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now think about it. How that God also brought us forth before the foundation of the world. In Malachi 4, he said, through labor pains, he brought you forth. Before. Amen. Now we are here. Amen. How can you fail then? It's already done. That's why he said, we have obtained an inheritance. Amen. And Joshua, not knowing this, but by inspiration, led of the Holy Spirit, after being into the promised land, give each man his promise. Exactly what the Holy Spirit promised through the birth back there. Amen. Then he said, how that God has set some in the church through the labor pains. The church going through labor pains. Glory be to God. Oh, they get tremendous sometimes because it's a birth, labor pain. When a church is groaning under the persecution of the outside world, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that the promise of the Holy Ghost is just as real to us as it was at Pentecost, how they groan and cry under those labor pains, desiring, because it is something in you, you want to come for the real you. And labor pains, you say, how that the church, amen, going to bring forth birth. How will the church bring forth a birth without labor pains? It has to be there, groaning, but the church is in pleasure. Amen. Mixing with the world and things like that. Amen. Some of them say they are already adopted, but you look at their lives, it's very far from the real thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we don't want to take away the hope from you. You have got to fight your way through. To battle your way through. And to there's adoption for you to come to. Amen. We don't want to come to a place that after you have passed on, then now we say you are adopted. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have already crossed over to the other side. And then now we are saying, oh, he was adopted. She was adopted. No, we want to see it here. It's a promise. Glory be to God. Amen. If you go before that time, somebody here will be adopted and bring you back. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because they are waiting on you and they are waiting on us. So we were alive. They are waiting on us. Amen. To be what? To be adopted. Positionally placed in the promised land with power and authority. Amen. To bring them back. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we don't want a myth. We don't want guesswork. Amen. The Bible says, I will wait until my change come. That's right. We are talking about the realities of God. Not the myth of God, but the realities of God, because he is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. Amen. If he has healed me, I want to know he has healed me. And when I say he has healed me, I'm sure, 100%, that he healed me. Then I give him all the glory, all the honor. Amen, for what he has done. Because then he will do more. Some more, and then some more. Amen, not faking things. No, not here, brother. We want reality. We want God. Amen, because God is real. Hallelujah. He is real. He delivers. He heals. He speaks. He provides. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen. But when they are born and positionally born into the kingdom of God, then the Holy Ghost has set in the church. The Holy Ghost. When they are born and positionally born, then the Holy Ghost has set in the church. Hey, praise the Lord. Not some man has set in the church, but the Holy Ghost has set in the church. Amen. Apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors and evangelists. Then he's giving them, amen, all these kind of things, knowledge, wisdom, gifts of healings, all kinds of miracles. Amen. When they are born, positionally born, in the land. We are in the land. Have you got that clear? Amen. And in the land, we have all kinds of things. We are not on a journey anymore as a church. Is that clear, church? Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So in the land, you have got to inherit. Claim you are in the, like Caleb, give me my mountain. You've got to know exactly what it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. So we are striving, brother, to make our calling and election sure. Amen. Glory. Say, oh my, how God wants to take his church today and adopt it. Amen. He has given it birth. Now he wants to adopt it. Amen. What we need today is a coming together in a prayer meeting. And to stay there until God sends the adoption of the Holy Spirit. Then we will cry, Abba, Father. Glory be to God. We need the spirit of adoption in here. Amen. In our beings. Bring the Holy Ghost down and places in the church. Amen. Those gifts. That is what we need. That's what the church needs. It won't compromise. It will stay with the word. It won't flit around with the world. Amen. It will have nothing to do with sin. They will turn their back on sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They will walk in the holiness and beauty of God. Living for God. Live or die, what difference does it make? As long as I'm for God, what difference does it make, says Malachi 4. Amen. You love the Lord so much. You trust him so much. Amen. If the Lord wills. Amen. And his will for you, brother, is for you to be adopted, positionally placed in the promised land. Glory be to God. Amen. So we are in the land. Amen. And the land is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why he says here, he's talking about Caleb again and Joshua's outfit. Amen. So they moved over in the promised land and took the land and settled in the land as a possession. Amen. They had their inheritance. And we never stop on the way, but we go on all the way. Amen. So we press on into a position to a promise of the Holy Ghost. For Peter said, for the promise unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So here is what the land is. Amen. Still in that message masterpiece. Amen. He was talking about justification, making a way for sanctification. Sanctification making a way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost making a way for the Holy Ghost itself to come down in perfection back to the Word again to manifest itself. Amen. So the promised land, amen, is the Holy Ghost, which was left for us in word form as the message. Son of Man, seven thunders. Amen. That is what the Holy Ghost is all about. Amen. And that's what he has called us into. Glory be to God. So whether you believe it, whether you don't believe it, you're already in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you have to inherit your portion. Amen. To claim your portion in there. Amen. And the other day on Sunday, we laid it out. It said one was your adoption. Amen. Where it says, here is my beloved son, my beloved daughter. Here, hear him. That's your portion. You have to be adopted. And then you are redeemed. You are redeemed soul, spirit, and body. Amen. And then here, again, I picked it up this tonight, to say, your position as a kinsman. You know you're a kinsman? Yes. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? Yes. You're a kinsman. That's the only way you're going to say the Spirit and the Bride say, come, you got to be a kinsman. Yes. Amen. And to be a kinsman, there are qualifications that makes you a kinsman. You have got to be able. You have got to be worthy. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And you have got to be a kinsman. And you have that, you need to have that revelation. Amen. That's why I was talking about mamas and papas the other day. And the Holy Ghost just poured out. Praise the Lord. And then your soul, your spirit, your body as your inheritance. Glory be to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that is what you need to inherit. So you need to know what your portion is. Amen. What your inheritance is in order to claim it. That's what the Holy Ghost is laying out. Then you can have authority. Then you can have power. Amen. You can speak the word as a son and as a daughter. Many times people are full of fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. And uncertainty. But brother, amen, God is bringing us to a place where you know that you know that you know. Glory be to God. Where your word becomes material. Your thoughts are his thoughts. Amen. You have become the word of God made manifest. Praise the Lord. Then you can push back the devil. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What all these promises in the word of God in the Bible. There are great things the Lord has promised for us in these last days. Amen. So this is to give you faith, to raise your faith up. Amen. Not in somebody, but in yourself. Amen. In what the Lord has made you. Amen. And also to let you know there's a battle. Amen. You have got to fight. Amen. There's a promise for you, but you have got to fight. Amen. To possess that promise. Praise the Lord. So if you look at the message world, amen, with a spiritual eye, then you begin to, you know the problem that is in the message. Then you begin to pray for your brother, you begin to pray for your sister. Then you thank God for making you what you are. Yes. Amen. Yes. For giving you the heart that you have. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. A heart that believes, a heart that forgives, a heart that drops the heart. A heart that rejoices at the revelation of his word. Amen. Brother, there are very few like that. Amen. You are one in a million. Glory to God. One in a million. Then you have that assurance. Amen. You know, Brother Branham said somewhere, that's the reason we have challenges and why it's so tough for the bride of Christ. It says God is not going to put you into a pipe and throw you and pull you from this other side and say, blessed are you for overcoming. No, it's dealing with three things. Correct? Amen. The sum of the message is bringing the promise to us. Amen. And you are part of the promise. Correct? When naturally, when your father is writing a will, correct? He gives you a portion here. He says, this portion here from this place to this place is for so and so. Correct? Your name is linked to your inheritance. You see that? Amen. But you have to grow up to a time when now you are able to possess it. Your name is tied to your inheritance. Amen. But now when God, through his labor pains, when he ordained you, amen, Brother Minor, he wrote your name, but the name he wrote there is not Minor. No. He has got to connect you to that name. That name is tied to your inheritance. And that name has got to do with your soul, your spirit, and your body. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So the message is not about telling stories to make you nice. No, it is to redeem you. It's to claim you to your original state. You see that? So it is a battle. So you as an individual, you have got to recognize that you have an inheritance. But your inheritance has nothing to do with your father. It has got nothing to do with your mother, with your grandfather, grandmother, with your tribe. Nothing has got nothing to do with that. It was given to you before the foundation of the world. Amen. So your name is linked to your inheritance. So how can you fail then? How can you fail? How can these dirty spirits, amen, control your spirit? Impossible. The Holy Ghost somehow will break that. Will set you free. Amen. Will pour love into you. Will pour forgiveness into you. Amen. Will pour sweetness into you. Will pour power into you. Because that is the real you coming into being. Amen. Before you speak the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. But right now in your state, you are struggling. You are battling. That's why you cry, Abba, Father, forgive me, Lord. I don't want to be like this. Amen. Maybe tomorrow, next time you stumble, you go this way, but something in you is crying out, is pecking its way, wants to break out. Amen. And make himself known. Glory be to God. Oh, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. And you have got to fight yourself. It's like Brother Branham talking about a chicken or whatever it is, an eagle. When it is hatching, the mother does not help that chicken, that chick inside the egg to break the egg. If the mother does not crack the egg. Amen. He said, you cannot crack the egg, or rather, you can't crack the egg to make that chick come out. It will die. Amen. What the mother does is to cry, to make a noise in a certain way. But the chick that is in the shell inside there, in the egg, is hearing the mother's cry. Amen. And it has sense to know that it's time to get out of the shell. It is time to break the shell. It's time to show the real me. Amen. And God gives that chick a beak. And the chick knows I need to use my beak to crack the cells. Amen. So inside, you see the cells, the cell begins to break. Amen. And then the chick comes out. And what a rejoicing that is. You see the mother begins to change. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the chick will know this is my mother. And the mother knows this is my chick, my chicken. Amen. Praise. You don't have to tell it. It knows. Nature teaches it like that. How about you and God? How about me and my father? Glory be to God. Oh, praise God. Oh, brother, sister. Amen. God loves us, brother. But we have got to fight our way and break our way through. Amen. And come to our real self. Amen. That was there that he had labor pain to bring forth before the foundation of the world. Amen. So now we have a revelation of what the land is. It's the word. It's the S-O-N of God. S-O-N of man, son of man. Amen. The seven thunders. Amen. That we know very clearly. That's the land. Amen. The battle is to possess our individual inheritance in the land. Amen. So where is the fight? Where are the shouts? Where are the hallelujahs? Where is the revival at? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 We ought to be about our Father's business, driving all these spirits away. Glory be to God. Amen. So one can be in the land and fail to get his portion in the land. Amen. Fail in adoption. In type here, in the type here, the children of Israel, amen. In Judges chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, you find the Lord asking them a question, the children of Israel. Now listen, let me read it to you. Judges chapter 2. This was after Joshua said, and the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Amen. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Now this is serious. Praise the Lord. Wherefore I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sight, and their God shall be a snare unto you up to today. Because they failed. He brought them into the land. Amen. He gave them everything, and he told them what to do in the land. Are you with me, church? Can we say amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But they failed. Amen. So now there comes a time when the angel of the Lord comes back, amen, and tells them, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, and I've done this. Why have you disobeyed me? Amen. Amen. Verse 1 says, and the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt. He did. He brought us up. He brought the land. Can we say amen? The Son of Man, the seven thunders, the blood, the atonement in fullness. Can we say amen? He brought it back to us. Amen. He said, I brought you unto that land, which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Amen. Revelation 10, he came down with a rainbow over his head, said, by myself have I sworn. The same God, the same angel, and brought the land and thundered out, and seven thunders thundered out. And I say, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, all mysteries should be finished. It's over. Amen. I don't know how many years he left. I don't know whether it's 60 years, 1965 to 2022. How many years? Somebody, some mathematician, say, praise the Lord. Amen. Count the years. Amen. How God must feel with all the messes in the message, brother. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, something should be dripping and crying out. The hate, the bitterness, and all this stuff that is flying around. There must be a bride somewhere, brother. The word of God can never return void. It will accomplish and bring forth whatever it has been sent for. There is gonna be a bride on the earth. Somebody is gonna be changed. Somebody is gonna be adopted. I mean adopted. I mean the real adoption. Somebody is going to serve God. Amen. He's going to believe God. He's going to walk with God like Enoch walked with God. He's going to believe God like Abraham believed God. He's going to stand with the word of God. Amen. Day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Somebody is going to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are talking about predestination. Not just some idea about predestination. Somebody is going to possess the inheritance. Somebody has come back. Amen. I said, thus say the Lord. Amen. Somebody, let me say this, is going to have the mind of Christ. I do nothing except my Father shows me his Father. Somebody somewhere. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. He has never. Amen. So he's here. He showed us everything. Spoken word manifestation. Amen. The word is true. The word is real. There's no lie. God does not lie. Amen. So where is the Lord God of Elijah? Did he break his covenant? No. He has not broken his covenant. He's waiting for somebody. Amen. Somebody who will take him at his word. Somebody will say, away with the world. I don't care what is going on. Amen. It's either you give me Christ or you give me nothing. I will stay with the word of God. Whether thousands reject it, I will stay. I will serve God. Whether my father rejected, my mother, my wife, my husband, whoever it is, I don't care. I will serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will serve him. And I will feel his power and his glory and his manifestation in my individual life. Amen. I will say, I know my Redeemer liveth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. Amen. We need sons and daughters of God. Amen. Rugged sons in this soft Laodicean age. Amen. Who wants everything on a plate? Who wants to be massaged? Who wants to be nursed? Amen. Who wants to be sweet talked? Amen. But we want the word of God the way it is. Rugged soldiers, rugged sons and daughters of the living God. Friend or no friend, he will serve God still the same. Amen. They don't want to be patted on the back. They want the word. Amen. They want to fight and come through on the other side and testify of the glory and the riches and the mercy of God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And I say, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants. This was the problem. Until the problem today, we make so many concessions. Amen. He said, I say, you shall not make league with the inhabitants of this land. Amen. Demon powers. Amen. Compromising with the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Amen. He could cry unto the message world today, I restored back the faith. And I said, this will bring forth another Ephesians. In other words, the new land, the promised land, the manifestation of the spoken word. It has not happened. Why? 60 years plus. Why? Glory be to God. Amen. Then now here comes the judgment to the Jews. Wherefore I also say, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the word. That's the foolish virgin, brother. Not the bride of Christ. The bride is obedient to the word. You stay with the word. I'm talking about individual inheritance. If somebody is backsliding, pray for her. A brother is going off, pray for him. Amen. But you stay with the word. The rapture is coming and the tribulation period is coming. Glory to God. Amen, my brother, my sister. Amen. Let's do all that is in our power, all that's in our strength, because the word of God can never fail. Let's serve God. You young people, serve God, serve God, serve God. Amen. Do your part. God is going to bless you. God is going to fill you. God is going to adopt you. God is going to baptize you with fire, with the fullness of redemption. Amen. He's going to save you totally, fully. Amen. He's going to complete the work that he has started in you. Amen. God, the word of God never fails. Glory. Praise the Lord. It's time to wake up, church. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Glory be to God. I don't care whether we are two or three. It doesn't matter. Amen. You are the majority with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. When they went to battle, amen, in Gideon, you know the story? Amen. There was a challenge. Gideon, the Lord said, there are too many. Amen. Praise the Lord. There has to be a separation. I will show you how. And he did. Amen. And they separated every day. They remained 300. He said, now this is what I want. This is the one I'm going to use. Praise the Lord. Here we are, brother. God has chosen you for a purpose. Glory be to God. So here we stand today. And the message world is becoming a laughing stock. Amen. Like Samson was became a laughing stock before the Philistines. Where is the God that used to give you power? Where is he at? Amen. You used to carry the gate and walk with it. Amen. To the top of the hill. Where is he at? Amen. Now you are here blind. You don't know even where you stand, making a spot for the Philistines. Amen. The ones whom God had told them earlier on to destroy. They had become their masters. Turned around because they entertained them. They entertained sin. They entertained evil. They entertained wickedness. It took them over. Amen. So now Samson was in this state. But God was merciful. Hallelujah. There was still something inside of Samson. Amen. And Samson knew that somehow, somewhere, is there a possibility that God can hear me? Then all of a sudden realized there's a possibility. His hair had grown back. Amen. He was in the land. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He had backslid, but he was in the land. And his hair had grown back. He was back into his position. Amen. So he cried out once more, Lord. Amen. He said he desired to see the glory of God. And the prophet said that's the state of the church in the last days, blind to the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. In order for her not to be deceived by Delilah anymore. Praise the Lord. So God gives her another eye, the inside eye, to catch the word of God. So here we stand, church. Amen. Is the reality. That's the reality that we are faced with. Amen. But I thank God. I thank God. God has us where he wants us. Amen, Brother Eli. He has us where he wants us. Where we are is where the Lord wants us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't fear nobody, no giant in the land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. He knows everything you are passing through, but it's all for a purpose. There's a purpose behind it. It's shaping you. It's preparing you. Amen. It's pruning you. Is training you, child training, tutorship, preparing you for the greatest battle that will come forth. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm winding up. I'm done. I'm finished. God bless you, church. But I want to drop something off here for you to go study. Amen. We are in the promised land, Ephesians, and Ephesians parallel the book of Joshua. Amen. Now, you go study these scriptures, Ephesians 4, 17 to 29. There is the walk of a believer as a new man in Christ. How you should live in this land. Amen. The walk of a believer as a new man in Christ. Ephesians 4, 30 to 32. The walk of a believer as indwelt by the Spirit. What you ought to do, how you ought to walk. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 1 to 17, the walk of a believer as God's dear child. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians 5, 18, the walk and warfare of a believer filled with the Spirit. Amen. Ephesians 5, 19 to 20, the inner life of the Spirit-filled believer. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Ephesians 5, 21 to 33, the marriage life of a Spirit-filled believer. Amen. Glory be to God. We are in the land. Ephesians 6, 1 to 9, the domestic life of a Spirit-filled believer, how you behave. All laid out in there for you. In another Ephesians, go study it, take it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't you compromise. They did there and then they became prisoners, but here it is laid down for us. Take it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then you tie it in with what the prophet said. I tell you, you're going to have a revival. Amen. You're going to shout. You're going to rejoice. We are back to the word. Amen, Brother Peter. Back to the Bible. God bless you. I'm finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's coming to 9. Amen. It's already late. We better go. Praise God. Okay, let's bow down our heads, say a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, oh God, how we thank you for this time. Amen. For the hour that we are living in and for this inspiration. Amen. Coming in form of a question to each and every one of us. Have we as individuals claimed our inheritance in the promised land? Amen. Lord God, we know you are real, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. May the Holy Spirit quicken your word back to our hearts day by day by day, dear Lord. Once again, Lord, we bring the mother of our brother Dan into your hands, oh God, knowing we have a promise in your word that whatsoever we ask in your name, you will grant it, oh Father. Your presence is here. Your word is here. Amen. And your children are here, Lord. We unite our hearts together in prayer. Amen. And ask that if it be thine will, O God. Amen. May the mother of our brother, amen, be restored fully, dear Father. For you promise it in thine word, Lord. And any other person, Lord, sick and afflicted, may you reach down unto them, touch them, heal them, deliver them, Lord, set them free. And oh God, amen. The convention coming up, dear Father, we are under great expectation. We know something is going to take place. Amen. Your word is exploding in our hearts. Faith is rising up, oh God. Amen. So, Lord God, amen, we take full control. We take charge, amen, of over every situation that may try to hinder, amen, thine children coming forth for the meetings. Lord God, may their power be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know of one person who could stand there, dear Lord, and say, now I take every spirit under my control in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Lord, what he did, he promised us to do the same thing, for he stood there as a redeemed son. And here we are, Lord, standing here as redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the same message, the same word, the same anointing, the same power, amen, the same Holy Ghost. Oh God, we can also stand here today and say, we take as the church of the living God, we take every spirit that is contrary to your word under our control in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Amen. So have your way, dear Father. Amen. And may our confidence keep rising higher and higher and higher and higher, dear Father. Grant it, Lord, bless the little group that has come here this evening, oh God. And Father, when Sunday service, Lord, may this place explode. Yes. Amen. Yes. Under the power of the Holy Spirit, oh Father. Now dismiss us with your love as we go home. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray and ask the blessing. Can we say amen? Yes. Let's give him a shout of praise. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. You appreciate the word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You love him? Amen. As we get ready for the evening tithes and offerings, live in me, Lord, live in me. Hallelujah. Oh, live in me, Lord, live in me. Open your word, Lord, reveal to me the life of Jesus is all I see. The seventh seal has set me free. Oh, live in me, Lord. Oh, live in me. He's my heart, Lord. Oh, let it be. Oh, consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my life, Lord, and live in me. Brother Gate. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Christ has given liberty. Seven tenders is the key. Oh, hallelujah, Christ in me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I am free. Christ has given all liberty. The seventh hour, oh, he's the key. Oh, hallelujah. Christ in me. Oh, live in me, Lord. Oh, live in me. He's my heart. Oh, let it be. Oh, consecrate, oh, Lord, to thee. Take my life. Oh, and live in. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I am free. Christ has given liberty. The seventh hour, oh, is the key. Oh, hallelujah. Christ in me. Oh, one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I am free. Oh, Christ has given all liberty. seven thunders. He's the key. Hallelujah. Christ in me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. His name is great. Hallelujah. And it's to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We have one announcement here. Amen. To the brethren here in Nairobi, there will be no service in the sanctuary this coming Sunday, but there will be service coming from Tororo. So you are kindly requested to stream from home. There will be no service here in the sanctuary, but there will be service coming from Tororo. So you are requested to stream from home. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Our dear loving Father, we are humbled before thy presence, O God. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for being with us, Father, since we were here last, O Lord Jesus, having preserved us, O dear Jesus. We thank you, we love you, we honor and appreciate you for the great and many things that you've done in our lives, Father. We see you daily, Father, in everything that we do, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you guide us, Father, surround us with your love. Pray that that angel that campeth louder than fear you, Father, be with us, Father. Bless us, dear Jesus, we pray, even as we depart from this praise, going to our homes through highways and byways. Pray, Father, Lord Jesus, Father, dismiss us with your love. Guide us and protect us, Father, from all the enemies, all traps of the evil one, Father. And as we prepare to travel to Tororo, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, for traveling masses, Father. Be with us, Father, as we go and as we come back, Father. Be the brethren in Tororo, Father, Lord Jesus. All that will be said and done, we commit it under your precious hands, O dear Jesus. We are depending on you, Heavenly Father, for it is in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray and we believe. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. God be with you as the ashes dismiss. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and a new life spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and a new life spirit. Me, oh, cast me not.